Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa on the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, KCII News Assistant Mark Pitts talks with Mike Severino Patterson, member of the Hillcrest Academy faculty, about their recent project, building barn owl boxes.
I'm talking with Mike Severino Patterson, who is the ag construction teacher at Hillcrest Academy. And Mike, we want to talk about building some barn owl boxes. Explain what the project was and how you guys selected that particular endeavor.
Sure. I also teach biology at the school, and I always get updates from the DNR, and I got something over the summer about barn owls and that they were endangered. I was reading some information about them, and it included plans to build a barn owl box, and I thought that would be a good beginning woodworking project for my ag construction class, which it's mostly a wood shop class. Kind of all the second quarter of the class is wood shop. So I brought those plans to the class, and the students thought, I asked the students their opinion about it, and they thought it was a good idea too. We each student built their own barn owl box, really according to the plans. We have a woodlot near the school, and a couple of the students who didn't have property of their own that would be suitable barn owl habitat, put those barn owl boxes up in the woodlot. Other students who live in kind of more rural areas, and one who has a fair amount of timber, he put his out there, and others in different areas. And so the ultimate goal is to see, which boxes, actually host barn owls first. But we, it's part of the project. We read about the life cycle of the barn owl, and they apparently start nesting in March. So we're going to be keeping an eye on the boxes now. After putting them up here.
So how many barn owl boxes did you guys actually construct?
I have five students, so they each constructed one, and then I constructed one myself. My parents have some land in north of North Liberty, and I'm going to put one up there too. But the students part of their grade was to actually install the barn owl box. So theirs are all five are mounted. And to mount it, we actually all had to buy a 10-foot 4x4 and a PVC pipe to go around it as a critter guard. And then, we dug a 2-foot hole and put a sack of quickcrete cement in the hole and used a level to mount the pole vertical and put a couple inches of wood chips, they say, in the bottom of the box. That was it.
Now, did you have maybe a little friendly competition between the students during the process of putting these boxes together?
Well, I mean, I think it was a good introductory project just to kind of learn the use of the different machines in our shop, and this is always the case in a class like that. Some students have more experience than others, but I really wanted them to focus on, this is a house for an owl, and we want to really think about the best habitat for the owl. So for me, it was great because I'm the ag and shop teacher, but I also teach biology. So it was a good kind of fusion of my different passions there. And I think the students really enjoyed it too. But yeah, that's the ultimate, competition will be which student's barn owl box actually gets barn owls living in them. And that's a great thing too, because the DNR asks that any barn owl boxes that people put up that actually get barn owls to let them know about it, and they kind of keep track of that in their state registry there. So.
And how will you guys monitor to figure out who gets the barn owl in there first?
Sure. Well, the woodlot is near the school, and I often go there with different classes. A couple of the students have them on their property, so they'll monitor them, especially in the springtime. So that's the goal, that long term, just to be looking at them, through the spring and summer.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, Mike, but can you give us a rundown of a list of the students who were involved with these barn owl boxes?
Sure. Their names?
Yes.
Okay. First and last name?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we have Sophie Marshall, Saren Derflinger, Will Kolk, Colin Miller, and Jack Endall.
And during this process, I mean, you're making the barn owl boxes because barn owls themselves are an endangered species. Did that give this project a special meaning for the students, knowing they might help, one of our feathered friends?
Sure, I think so. I mean, I have had all those students also in my biology class, and I think they know my passion for, helping wild organisms. And, we're a Christian school, and I think that fits in with sort of the Christian message of being a caretaker of the earth. So, I think they really understood the meaning of the project.
That was KCII News Assistant Mark Pitts speaking with Mike Severino Patterson, member of the faculty at Hillcrest Academy, about their recent project building barn owl boxes. You can find In Touch with Southeast Iowa archived online at kciiradio.com under podcasts, and also hear it three times a day during the morning, midday, and evening magazines. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.